For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. Thomas doesn't remember exactly what occurred during a Labor Day football practice, but he'll try to piece it together.
I remember being on the ground and in pain, and then my coach asked me what was wrong and trying to explain to him that my head was hurting.
A starting linebacker for the King's Academy in Florence, Thomas was practicing new defensive concepts designed to confuse and pressure the quarterback.
Thomas came inside of our offensive tackle, kind of like on an imitation blitz, and as he did, he kind of jumped slightly in the air. And our offensive tackle was able to get underneath him and took him to the ground, and his head hit the ground.
Coach Keith Rogers took him out of practice and called Thomas's mom, Wendy, right away.
Coach Rogers, the head coach, called me and said he had taken a pretty good hit and that he was having somebody drive him home and that he was sending his truck home with somebody else. And so that was my first idea that something had happened. And when Thomas got home, he couldn't tell me what happened.
The next day, Thomas and Wendy met with the school's athletic trainer, who said Thomas probably had a concussion. Dr. Christopher Stanley is the sports medicine physician who confirmed that diagnosis.
But he had one of the red flags where there's a gap in memory immediately after the hit, and then actually kind of spotty until the next morning when he woke up. And then he also had a previous concussion, so yet another red flag popped up.
Stanley says it usually takes 5 days between appointments for athletes with a concussion, but not for Thomas.
For Thomas's case is a little interesting, where this is where the athletic trainer side and the side of our office and the communication helped him a whole lot.
The King's Academy had set up a telehealth program with McLeod Health to provide care to students virtually, including post-concussion care for athletes. This meant Thomas could see the trainer at school.
So let's go through a few baseline symptoms here.
And Dr. Stanley could participate through live video. He said this helped when Thomas started having reoccurring headaches. Joe Cobble is a trainer who worked with Thomas throughout the process.
Basically, the tests that we're doing are the tests that is set up through Dr. Stanley. And all we're doing is basically being the moderator or the actual tester. And so Dr. Stanley has set these protocols. This is what he would do in the office, and we're simply just facilitating that offsite.
Cobble says the telehealth appointments are easy for him. He connects a laptop to the school's Wi-Fi, and he's ready to go. He tests Thomas's coordination and reflexes, while Dr. Stanley observes and interjects. Thomas's mom, Wendy, is there too.
Joe, as the trainer, is with the kids a lot. He actually probably knows Thomas better than Dr. Stanley.
Dr. Stanley says he always has the initial appointment in person to establish a relationship with the student and their family. But he believes the team approach with telehealth can be a good alternative for follow-ups.
Usually on the other end is the athletic trainer that sees them every day at practice, the student athlete, of course, and then usually the parents are there so we can all talk back and forth. I find it's helpful because usually it's quicker, zero travel because he's always at school, and so it's less time out of school, quicker for the patient, quicker for us usually.
National studies have found that concussion rates continue to rise among high school football players. A recent study published in the American Journal of Pediatrics says football concussion rates rose during games by 18% over the last 5 years. Nearly two-thirds of concussions were attributed to contact with another person. The study found that 17.5% of concussions occurred like Thomas's due to contact with a surface. The school says they are pleased with the program and will continue using telehealth for injured athletes in the future. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on southcarolinapublicradio.org.